We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
There's never been a better time for football fans to join the huddle with BetMGM. Sign up today and place a $10 pregame wager on any pro football game to win. If any player scores a touchdown in any pro football game, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code JACOB200, JACOB200 when you make your first bet. Get on the field and find out why nothing beats a win at BetMGM. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code JACOB200 to win $200 in free bets if any player scores a touchdown in any pro football game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Kansas only. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. And welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily on a Wednesday edition. It's the middle of the week as we get ready for another crazy football weekend. We still don't have any update on the Chiefs game. When and where exactly it will be played is... Florida braces for what looks like it could be a really dangerous hurricane, maybe all the way up to Cat 5. It's very close. If it doesn't technically get there, I think I saw it was about 2 miles per hour underneath the wind speeds necessary. So it's a bad one, and we hope everybody makes it out safe and stays safe and picks up the pieces effectively and gets the help they need as that thing blows through. We got two big college games this weekend, Tommy. Last night, a big night for Wichita. You know, we saw the wind surge with an opportunity to force a game three. They didn't get it. They had a brilliant pitching performance. Game ends up going to extra innings, and Frisco takes it. Really felt like that was a game the wind surge were going to win early, and disappointing, and you know, even a little bit of a controversial call, although, you know, in minor league baseball without instant replay and all that stuff, I didn't think it was egregious, certainly, at the end there on a attempted steal of home. But tough way to end it, but 2 years in the postseason and overall on the field, a great year for the wind surge.
Yeah, you know, the big storyline for all of the fans in attendance and today was, you know, what looked like potentially a blown call there at home plate, you know, with that the stolen... stealing home plate or home base there. And you know, unfortunately for the wind surge, that there was not a replay capability, you know, able to challenge that. And so, unfortunately the wind surge had their fair share of chances. They weren't able to get runs across in the bottom of the ninth and the bullpen couldn't hold up, but man, what a great season. And, you know, I think that if you're looking at the way that this franchise has grown over the last 2 years and, you know, 2 years in existence, 2 years in the playoffs, playing for a championship both years, you've got to be pretty happy with the way things have gone.
Yeah, I think so. On the field, certainly. You know, certainly it's been successful on the field. I mean, you've got 2 years in the postseason in a minor league system that makes it really difficult to make the postseason. That's hard. You know, that's really difficult to do. And they've done that. And that's cool to see them do that. And, you know, we're happy for them. With just, man, they had a chance to win it at home, which is always so much fun. Love it. But it's okay. I mean, they got it, and they had a good crowd. And that's the thing. But, you know, you're in that world, Tommy. The opportunity to get another crowd is a big opportunity. And, you know, it sounds like they had a pretty good crowd on short notice last night.
Yeah, I think they had just under 4,000 people at Riverfront, you know, for the playoff game. And I don't know, like I've been in Wichita my entire life, working in minor league sports right now. I understand the importance of minor league sports to the overall culture in Wichita. And we don't have to get into a philosophical conversation about that, but it's important. You know, I grew up going to Wranglers games at the old Lawrence Dumont, and, you know, when it was affiliated baseball, and how important it was to the city at the time. And, you know, then of course, over the years, they struggled with attendance, you know, especially when, you know, you got down to the last few years of the Wranglers' existence in Wichita. And so my hope is that, you know, the win surge, they're able to not only stay competitive on the field, but continuing to draw good crowds. And I think the more that the downtown and Riverfront area continues to develop, you know, hopefully it becomes a destination for people. And, you know, regardless of the success on the field, I hope that people still show up.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we want, right? That's why we built the new stadium. So that's it. That's it for the win surge this year. They'll give it another run next year, see if they can take that last step. Tommy, Wichita State basketball starts yesterday. Practice, anyway. It's a season of unknowns, certainly. It's a season that is important for Isaac Brown and his future, right? Like, we need to see some things and some progress. And what's interesting is the roster, and all of the production, almost all, is gone. And, you know, the NIL getting organized, although it was a little behind the eight ball, they did bring in more talent than it initially looked like they'd be able to. So that's good. Craig Porter's back, though, and by all accounts, and, you know, talking to Isaac Brown yesterday and sort of seeing it in the opportunity, I think the sky's the limit for, you know, for Craig Porter to really take off. And sounds like he's become the leader of this team. But, you know, as we enter the season and we talk about expectations, I don't really know what to expect. And I don't know how people can, when basically it's an entirely new team. But what I do know is there's talent there now where Isaac Brown can and staff can really roll up their sleeves and try and prove something this year, if they can be competitive in the league and win games and do those things with, you know, with a basically a whole new group of guys.
Yeah, the biggest thing is chemistry. It's building that that team cohesion. You've got a dozen newcomers coming into the program. And what I like about this is that, you know, these are players that Isaac Brown and his staff, they're going all in on. Like, they wanted to overhaul the roster. They knew that, you know, the production last season wasn't enough to get them over the hump. And so, you know, I think that Brown and his staff went out and said, look, we're going to need to find, you know, our players, our guys, and, you know, put them together. It might take a minute to build that cohesion, but that's going to be essential. And so my biggest question going into this season is, how long is that going to take? Are we looking at a handful of games in the non-conference for them to build that chemistry? Is that going to carry into conference play? You know, the sooner that they're able to gel and the sooner that we're able to kind of see, okay, who are the main players? What's the rotation look like? How are they gelling on the court together? That's going to be essential. And the sooner that Brown and his staff are able to make that work and the players are able to buy into that system, the better that they're going to be.
I'm excited about it. I just want to see it, right? And practice is a big thing, and Shocker Madness, and the early games, and the exhibition, and how quickly can they get, you know, acclimated, and can Xavier Bell, the local kid, can he be a big-time contributor like we hope he can be? There's just a lot of things to look for, and when it's always this much unknown, the early part of the season means, you know, I think more even than it does when you return a lot of guys. And we'll see. And we'll see if this team can generate the offense that it's lacked the last couple of years. And it's right here for us. Real quick, as we're talking about college basketball, the Memphis news yesterday, which is basically Memphis isn't going to get in any real trouble for its infractions. The same, whatever it's called, NCAA group is looking at that, I think, is that looking at Kansas. When I see Memphis yesterday and the nature of the way and the length of time the Kansas investigation has gone on, I think it's got to be good news for the Jayhawks, don't you?
100%. The fact that this came down through the, what is it, the IARP, the independent panel or whatever.
Too many letters.
Yeah, they're legislating these, you know, these situations from the NCAA. And the fact that it came down from Memphis that, you know, really nothing, none of these penalties impact the current student athletes, the current program as it stands right now. I think that's got to look really good for Kansas basketball. You know, there's been a lot of speculation. And what I hate about this is how long it's taken. Like, this has gone on forever for all of the programs that are dealing with this through the NCAA. But what I like about it is the fact that it doesn't look like it's going to impact anything current or moving forward for Kansas basketball. Like, everything might be retroactive. You know, Memphis vacated a couple of wins. I can't imagine that in Kansas's situation that it's going to be that egregious. Like, I don't know if we're looking at vacated wins, because if memory serves me correctly, I believe the infractions that it's being dealt with through Kansas are for players that never played a game for Kansas. So I'm not sure that, I mean, they never stepped on the court. They didn't contribute to any wins. So in the situation with Memphis, that all surrounded James Wiseman and the few games he played for Memphis, those wins were then vacated by Memphis. So I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know what the timeline looks like. It might still be a few months, but I would imagine this bodes well for KU.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I think that there is hope there. And I haven't really known what to think about that situation anyway, because it is taking so long. And we saw Oklahoma State, who tried to be open and up front, and it blew up in their face. And you know, like, the second you saw that, you're like, okay, well, no team's ever going to do that again. They're going to make this as complicated as possible, which is what Kansas has done. And it's probably the right play as they continue to just wait. And what we saw in Memphis could be a sign of things to come. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, you know, we opened with Leipold because there was a new story from Dennis Dodd about it. And it makes me wonder, you know, we're all focused on Leipold, but Kansas State just beat Oklahoma on a national stage in Norman. And, you know, Klieman's going to get mentioned more and more for these jobs. And while Nebraska may not be the one, others could be. So, you know, for the same reasons that Kansas is under some pressure here, is Kansas State under that same kind of pressure, I wonder? Let's talk about that when we come back. Coaching news, or lack thereof, next on Sports Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.